Jim McFarland, Joliet. Share 5 tips for new social workers. Social workers have an important role in our society and the lives of those around them. Social workers are often looked upon as heroes, helping those who cannot help themselves. However, social work can be challenging at times, and new social workers can run into some problems along the way. The following is some advice for those just starting in social work and who want to avoid common mistakes. Use your empathy to your client's benefit. Jim McFarland demonstrates how to use your empathy as an attorney. He will help you realize what your client is facing in every area. Your client is depending on you to advocate for them. There are situations where you can learn from your client. You will do a better job if you listen and try to understand the emotions the client is going through and putting the attorney in charge. Accept that you will be emotionally affected. The same empathy that benefits your client will often be a drain on you. Many first-time caseworkers imagine they can turn off their emotions the same way they switch off the light when they leave their office. In reality, it's not possible to leave every part of the job at work. Certain cases will have you feeling stressed, worn out, desperate, and even useless. Especially where children are involved, it's important to give yourself permission to feel a range of emotions. A tip that many new social workers benefit from is finding a therapist of their own, so they can vent about the worries of work without being judged. Remember that cooperation is key. With such a wide range of personalities in your clients, it won't be long before you meet one you don't like. Maybe it's because their case is particularly challenging, maybe it's because they refuse to follow any of your suggestions, or maybe they just rub you the wrong way. Regardless of the reason for your dislike, one of the most helpful tips for new social workers is to cooperate. Even if you don't personally agree with your client, remain supportive and share kind words. The University of Southern California School of Social Work suggests using cooperation and compromise in order to reach a mutually satisfying solution. Let your silence speak. After years of learning the right things to say, it's easy to forget this tip for newbie social workers. Guidance is definitely important, but so is giving your client time to reflect. Don't feel like you have to fill up the silence with endless plans and instructions. Instead, let your client reflect on what you've already told them. The answer may be stealthily hiding underneath all the noise cluttering up the client's life, just waiting to show itself in a quiet moment. You'll be amazed at the self-awareness a few minutes of silence can bring, and not only for your client. Be accepting of co-workers. Having bonded with your peers during college, you may be expecting to fall right in with your new co-workers. After all, people involved in this career tend to have a lot of things in common. The work Jim McFarland Joliet does in his community is admirable, no matter how you feel about him. Some people don't like him for his outspoken nature, for his loud personality, or for what they perceive as a general crassness in how he talks about things. But you can't deny that the man is generous with his time and financial resources. He helped people out of the tornado, he gives seemingly millions to charity each year, and he has done countless other good deeds in the name of philanthropy. That's admirable, no matter your feelings for him.